Okay. Welcome back. Or as Bela Lugosi would say, welcome back. Well, Mitchell, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm still here. Hanging in
me
there.
Me too, so far.
I mean, watching the freak show, it's, you know, it's just, it really is just disgusting what's going on out there. We have no government, and this country is being run by those who would see us mostly die. They don't care. Human life to them means next to nothing. And that's the truth. When you look at the headlines at Rents.com, just if you don't have time to read the stories, don't. Just read the headlines. And at least you'll have a thumbnail sketch of what's going on out there. And as I put a story at the top by Michael Snyder, he's a good writer, and his title is very appropriate. There is far more going on behind the scenes than most people ever imagined. And he could not be more correct. So I put that
Which
up at
the top.
Which
is what I want to talk about tonight.
Very good.
I want to talk about what's going on behind the curtain.
Good man. A couple quickies here. Russian troops have uncovered a satanic Ukrainian child organ harvesting operation. Satanic is an understatement. Satanic Ukrainian child organ harvesting operation. Russian troops have uncovered that. All right? Do you get it yet? I think all of you do, or most all of you do. Ukraine is a sewer, a cesspool, not created of its own volition as a people, but they have been taken advantage of and literally raped to the core of their culture. It's horrible what's been done to that country and those people. And remember, we had over 40 known bioweapons labs strewn all across that country. The U.S. did. The U.S. did. Don't forget that. All right. Go ahead, Mitch. Let's get into it.
Okay. So to discuss things about how they're what's going on behind the curtain, I want to cut to the point of this. We could say that what's going on in the world is a battle between Satan and God. Okay. On Satan's side, we have the Zionists. The Zionists. That is the political, religious philosophy of the Antichrist, okay? This is what we're dealing with, okay? Remember last time I quoted this rabbi, Tov Toitu, who said that the Jewish Messiah, the Antichrist, cannot come back until Christianity is destroyed, the white race is destroyed, and Muslims are destroyed. Okay, so let's go back in history a little bit to 2001. Okay, they killed 3,000 Americans. Our government killed 3,000 Americans to put us at war with the Muslims so we would go kill millions of Muslims for Israel. Okay, Israel, Great Britain, the United States were all a part of that terrorist action. Okay, so let's flash to now, the Ukraine war. I want to read, I've read this once before, but I want to read it in its entirety this time. This is from Nathaniel Rothschild. We might say that the Rothschilds are the top cream of the Zionists, okay? They've been at it for centuries, okay? So this is his letter to the British Parliament. So, Putin is the most dangerous man since the defeat of Hitler, with Xi Jinping a close second. And I just want to interject here that's because these two people are in the way of the Antichrist taking world power, okay? So, to continue with him, Ukraine is an essential piece that we cannot afford to lose in the geopolitical chessboard. Russia must be excised from the international banking and economic system. We must bring Russia to its knees through any means possible to send a signal to the Chinese and protect our global system of norms and liberal values. We must be under no illusions. If we allow Vladimir Putin to seize Ukraine, it will send a signal to our enemies, Iran, China, and North Korea especially, that we will do nothing when faced with the onslaught of force. In effect, our current path lack of military action means that our global order is dead on its feet. I urge you to deploy more force against Russia and its proxies and step up our information warfare to correct opinions, especially online, and send more weapons to our friends in Ukraine. Without Ukraine, the global order will not survive.
Okay. Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Yes. So you see, it's all in line with what that other rabbi said, okay, because the war in Ukraine is a war to exterminate the white race and Christianity, okay? And we are paying for it with our tax dollars. So Nathaniel Rothschild is the head Zionist in the world. You can see that the British work for the Zionists and America provides the military power for the Zionists. This world order they talk about is the Antichrist New Order. Remember, to Zionists, Christians, Muslims, and white people have to perish before the Jewish Messiah can return. The Jewish Messiah is not the Son of God. He is a human man who will declare himself God. The Jewish Messiah is the Christian Antichrist.
Rothschild, what was the beginning of that? Excuse me, Mitch, please.
Oh,
the first part of that statement you're reading now, what was the first line on it? Christians, Muslims, and...
Oh, yeah. Remember to Zionists, Christians, Muslims, and white people have to perish before the Jewish Messiah can return.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so Rothschild's exhortation to escalate against Russia has the precise purpose of instigating a thermonuclear war, because this war will be fought in Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States.
And
this
is
where the white people live. It is where the white people live. It is the seat of Christianity in the world, and it has to go so that the Zionists can rule the world.
Do you understand, everyone? Excuse me, Mitch.
I just want
everyone to understand this. That's why there hasn't been one word of de-escalation regarding Ukraine. Not one word. Every single action allegedly taken by our elected leaders, this communist regime in D.C., and the one in London, and the one in Berlin, and the group in Brussels, they're all communists, Bolshevik, Zionists. They're all pushing in one direction, thermonuclear war. Just get that. Thank you. Go ahead.
So the past 30 years was a war on the Muslims. Israel is already attacking Iran, and they are gearing up for war. So, please understand this letter for what it is. It is signaling the desire of the Zionists in that they really just want a nuclear war, because this war will be a war between all of the white nations of the world, Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand.
Yeah.
This is a targeted war against the white race, and it has two main goals, the extermination of the white race and the extermination of Christianity. Zionism's other goal, to destroy Islam, is also in the works. In the last week, Israel has launched attacks on Iran. The U.S. and Israel have been destabilizing Muslim countries since 1948. Israel wants a war with Iran, and their goal is to nuke Iran and destroy Shia Islam once and for all, because the Shia are the most rabidly anti-Zionist. This war will include an Israeli invasion of Lebanon and Syria, because they're led by Shias. This will bring Turkey and possibly Russia into the war against Israel. Folks, this is the scenario of Armageddon in the apocalypse, okay? And to go further on this, today Ukraine admitted to Iran that those attacks were launched from Ukrainian territory. So it's a good chance that Iran may be going to war with Ukraine, too. They may become a belligerent against Ukraine. Okay.
Well, that was a thumb. Ukrainians were thumbing their nose, whatever the Ukrainians are anymore, the Zionist Ukrainians, they were thumbing their nose at Iran.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. What are you going to do about it?
So how will that turn out? For Christians, remember that Christ says the Jews worship Satan. That's Revelations 2:9, if people want to look it up. Or Paul, who said that the Jews killed Christ and the prophets and persecuted Christians as they do today. That's 1 Thessalonians 2:15. The Jews murdered their own God, do everything in their power to destroy God's work, and basically hate God. I see many Christians say that God will bless those who bless the Jews. Why would God do that for those who hate him? That was before the Jews tried to snuff Christianity in the crib, and they have never ceased. That is also why the Jews are the ones who both push and perform abortions. They love murdering white people, above all. They're good with murdering any non-Jew, okay? So you can see this in your own life. Ultimately, there is no morality without choice. We may be born a work in progress, but we all have to reach an epiphany. That is the point where we have to choose Christ or choose Satan. It is very real choice, and it makes a real difference, not just in your life, but in your understanding of the truth. Because, you see, once you get clear, once you have picked sides and you have decided, then the truth sets you free. You can actually see the truth. Okay. For secular people, I would just appeal to logic. The Zionists have brought us to the extermination of the white race. How can you watch them murder white babies through abortion and push LGBT and feminist cultures that prevent white people from reproducing? How can you accept the sexualization of our children and white self-hatred? You cannot be on the Zionist side and survive. All white people must begin to stand up for their own interests. Your government is pushing us into World War III so they can destroy the white race. The only white people that should be wearing a Ukrainian flag would be Ukrainians. My grandmother was a Ukrainian, but I'm an American. I will not wear a Ukrainian flag because to me it is the flag of both the Antichrist and the extermination of the white race. So everybody with that little Ukrainian flag on, if they're not Ukrainian, they are for the extermination of the white race. They are the fellow travelers in their own extermination. So who are God's chosen people? Look to reality to answer that, not elsewhere. White people created the modern world. Every great accomplishment is a white accomplishment. God has blessed the white race with internal diversity and range of beauty, intellect, and humaneness. Woke white leadership has done what the Jews did 2,000 years ago. They have rejected God and hate him. Just as the Jews lost God's favor, white people will lose God's favor if they do not stand up to the woke white people and say enough. White people across the world should go out and protest our involvement in the West war on God in Ukraine. Look at the news. Every day you can see that our leadership hates God and hates reason. They are for every evil thing and support the mediocre among us. Only white people can save white people. And your worst enemy is woke white people. So, you know, on all this stuff, I'd like to just say something quick, because this LGBT stuff is pushed so hard on us and everything.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Just to give you some background from where I'm talking. So I was a vice cop in Tampa, Florida for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I talked to hundreds and hundreds of trannies. They were tranny prostitutes. I talked to lots of gay prostitutes. I talked to regular prostitutes, too. But one of the things that I did is I was a hunter. It was my job to hunt them. So what do you do when you hunt something? Well, you try to learn all about your prey as much as you can. So I may have had to fight these people when I arrest them, but once they were in cuffs, I was always very polite and nice to them, and I tried to engage them in conversation to ask them about themselves and about mm-hmm. what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then after that, when I retired, I worked in the emergency room as an RN, and I had to do psych intake. So I talked to a lot of people from a psychological point of view also, or a psychiatric point of view, I guess.
Got it.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to say this, and let me make this so very clear. You would get the impression that transsexuals are men who are imitating women, and imitation is supposed to be the highest
form of flattery.
Yeah, form of flattery is that, but that is not true. I'll tell you, as somebody who's spent hours talking to them, both as a cop and as a psychiatric person, the fact is, trannies hate women. Tranny's whole thing is to destroy women. Okay, they want to go into women's sports to deprive women of their rights in sports. They want to go into just everything so that they can, so that everything that feminism tried to accomplish, so that they can grab the fruits of that, and they do that out of hatred. Okay, so these people are actually female haters. Okay, their motivation is hatred of women. Okay, now if you want to look deeper into this, go no further than the Golden Dawn and Baphomet. Baphomet is a tranny like god. Okay, and what these people are doing is they're emulating this god. A tranny is absolutely satanic. Okay, they are one of Satan's main proteges. Okay, here on Earth and stuff. They're involved in, the whole thing about Drag Queen Story Hour is they're usurping the mother's place, and they're trying to groom the children so that they will become sexually perverted like they are. Okay, this is all a very much intentional thing. I'm not saying you can't go down and just talk to every tranny, and they'll tell you, oh yeah, we know this about ourselves. I assure you, most trannies don't know anything about themselves. Okay, they live in a world of delusion. Okay, and what they're doing is pure hatred and pure evil. And if people want to believe that, oh, they're just so innocent and stuff, no, they're pedophiles. They are pedophiles, okay? They mean your children harm. They do not mean anything good towards them and stuff, okay? And how people can actually support this is sort of beyond me, you know?
Your children are their prey. Think of it. That's what they're after. Did you see where the Milwaukee Bucks did a drag queen halftime show for the packed arena?
No.
Can you hear me? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I had
now.
The volume.
I can hear you now.
I had the volume too low. The Milwaukee Bucks had a drag queen show at halftime several days ago, and I saw video of it. And I thought a lot of people would get up and walk out. They didn't. They just sat there and cheered and laughed and applauded, and it's crazy. It's like they're cheerleading their own demise.
Yeah, it's white people love their sports. Their sports is politicized, and their sports is satanic now. I mean, even the National Hockey League, you know, Gay Pride Jersey Day. What the hell is that? You know. All these things are used to brainwash you. It's all about brainwashing. It's about normalizing evil. Right. Okay, everything the woke people do is about normalizing evil. So this is a big problem. I mean, the thing of feminism, it's like if you're a man and you want to be a woman, you become a transsexual. If you're a woman and you want to become a man, you become a feminist, okay? Because it's like, you know, it's like men should love women, but a woman who's a feminist is just not lovable. Okay, they're an enemy. They're a competitor. They're not your mate. Okay, by any stretch of the imagination, they're there to abort your babies and to wreck your wife.
Take women out of the breeding pool, out of the wife pool, out of the family pool.
Oh, yes,
ruin
definitely.
And they do. They are.
It's all about destroying the family. It's about destroying everything good, every good thing. In other words, when these people in our government say values, they're talking about evil values. They're not talking about good because, you see, they attack good on every level that they can. Okay? There is nothing that is good. There's nothing that is sacred. They just keep at it and keep at it. Okay? So,
totally agree. Yeah.
So anyways, I want to get into a little bit about the escalations that are going on, okay? So let me just say this before the break so that people have this in their minds. On March 11th, 2022, the pedophile Joe Biden said, and I quote, "The idea that we're going to send tanks to Ukraine, that is called World War III." Okay, on January 25th, 2023, the pedophile Joe Biden said, "Today, I am announcing that the U.S. will be sending Abrams tanks to Ukraine." So he knows that means World War III, but they're going to do it anyway. It gets worse, because now they're talking about sending aircraft, long-range missiles, and even a submarine to Ukraine. We have crossed the red lines now, and Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova said in response that this will escalate the war between Russia and the West. So this is important. It's important to listen to what people say, because what Russia is saying here is that Russia is at war with the West.
Can you imagine how some of the Russian leadership, maybe all of the Russian leadership, feels? They're beginning to see the writing on the wall now that they're going to be forced into a thermonuclear exchange. That's what
I
can't see any other outcome. I can't. And I'm sure many of them are beginning to be resigned to that now. They don't want that. Our people, our normal Americans of all races, creeds, and colors, don't want that. Who wins a nuclear war? Nobody. And yet these idiots in the Pentagon think that we're going to win somehow, apparently. We, the West. You better think again. Hold on. We'll be right back with Mitchell Henderson. Hang on. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Mitch Henderson. All right, Mitch, go ahead. Very critically important information you're giving us, as always. And I just don't, I don't see any other resolution to this. If resolution is the right word, it's going to resolve into a nuclear exchange, if not all-out nuclear war. And I know a lot of people think, well, the Northern Hemisphere, the Southern Hemisphere probably be okay. Not necessarily. No. This is the entire Earth's atmosphere will exchange from Southern Hemisphere to Northern Hemisphere in a matter of 2-3 days or something very short. It changes. It's constantly moving. I know the weather systems stay Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, but there's an exchange. Anyhow, go ahead, Mitch. It's just critically important.
Well, keep in mind that what's going to kill most people is not the nuclear war itself. That nuclear war will kill about 10% of the people in the countries that are affected immediately. But within 1 year, 90% of those people will be dead. They'll be dead from famine. They'll be dead from pestilence. They'll be dead from anarchy, banditry,
radiation,
whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll be dead from all kinds of things, okay? So if that's what's happening internally to the United States, you have to figure that most of the economic activity of the world actually takes place in the Northern Hemisphere. So when it's gone, what are the people in the Southern Hemisphere going to do? You know, it's just
hunter-gatherers.
Their economies are going to crash also. The people out in the countryside, the poor in the countryside, they'll make it because they do subsistence farming. They're not hooked into the global system anyway. So they'll be okay. But the wealthier people, they're going to have a major problem. They're going to have trouble making it. Okay, but this is what prophecy has said also. The first will be last, and the last will be first. Okay, when this is all over. So let me continue on with the escalation. So after German Foreign Minister Annalisa Baerbock said that the West was at war with Russia, France and Croatia openly stated that they were not at war with Russia. Then NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg said NATO was not at war. But the Russian Foreign Ministry said that they were not children, that it is obvious that the West is actively at war with Russia. You cannot be involved in the war without being belligerent. It's put it this way. The United States has already sent Ukraine twice the defense budget of Russia for a year, twice of what the Russian defense budget is. okay? That is involvement. Logistics is not just a part of military operations. It is the most important part of any military operation. Just to give you an example of this, in the 1880s, they had a Mahdi, Islamic Mahdi, arrive in the Sudan, and he kicked the British out, and he killed the General Gordon and whatnot. And after a while, the British decided, along with the Egyptians, to go ahead and take Sudan back. Well, to do that, it took them several years to get down there and take it back. Once they got down to Khartoum, they were quickly able to destroy the Mahdi's army. But getting there, it's across a vast desert. They needed water, they needed food, they needed ammunition, they needed all kinds of supplies. So the way they did it is they built a railroad. So along the Nile, they just built a railroad south, and the railroad carried all the supplies that they needed. So they only advanced when the railroad advanced. So once the railroad got near Khartoum where they could do military operations, they quickly defeated him. But it took them several years to build that railroad, and there were troops with them all that time, okay? They had skirmishes and so forth, but the main battles were once the railroad was completed. So that's where logistics is in war. In other words, they could not have taken this back without logistics. Okay? There's nothing, no military operation that you can do without logistics. Logistics is the most important part, and that is what we are supplying Ukraine. Okay?
Got
so,
it.
So you have to realize, in Russia's mind, we're at war with them, period. They're not in the, listen, our government can lie to us and say, oh, we're not at war with them. But you know what? That's not what Russia thinks. Russia is convinced that we are at war with them. They openly state that we're at war with them. So it's just how it is. So at a meeting of the OSCE, that's the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Russian deputy envoy said, America's reckless neocolonialist expansionist policy has put Europe and possibly the world on the brink of a devastating conflict. Continued escalation of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine could spiral into an all-out war in which there would be no victors. Remember, the Russians sincerely believe that if Russia is destroyed, the whole world will be destroyed, okay? So listen, they have no hesitation about pushing that button, okay? Russia will decide when the war begins, and what the West says has no bearing whatsoever on that. That's why it'll come as a surprise, people. It's like our governments are going to keep lying to us to the very last moment, okay? They're going to try to keep convincing us Russia will not use nuclear weapons. That's what they're telling us now.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, meanwhile, the U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that NATO countries are not in danger of being attacked by Russia. But this is deflection. Russia is not going to invade NATO. They're going to nuke us back to the Stone Age. He is trying to make sure that you do not act in your own interest, but in the Zionist interest by doing nothing. After all, they expect you to believe that the 5 black police officers in Memphis that killed a black motorist was an act of white supremacy. Okay.
It's incredible.
This is how warped their mind is. Okay. So you can see the hatred of white people. Okay, people of color hate white people. Okay, LGBT people hate white people. Women hate white people. It's a very feminist thing to go with a person of color. You know, it shows their independence and their freedom, whatever. So the West is now sending 321 tanks to Ukraine. And that's approximately how many tanks the Russians destroyed of the Ukrainian army, okay? So we're just kind of
supposedly, Mitch, one note. I did read today, and it was from a lieutenant general, not McGregor. It was somebody else, Davis, I think. And I believe he said that Ukraine right now has about 1,000 total tanks in their military remaining. About 1,000. So they're getting 300 more. Not a game changer. But
no, it's not a game changer.
But
it is crossing the red line. remember, in the beginning, sending
mocking
tanks
the red,
red
line,
line,
laughing at the red line, laughing.
Right, right, pushing on it. Poland has already sent two jets. They were Soviet-era jets, but they sent two jets against what everybody wanted them to do. The RAND Corporation, if people don't, are not aware with the RAND Corporation, forever, since the Korean War, just about, the RAND Corporation is a private company that does, like, defense and foreign policy research for the United States government. It's a think tank, okay? But, for example, if you remember the Pentagon Papers, well, those were held by the RAND Corporation, and Daniel Ellsberg worked for the RAND Corporation. Okay. So the RAND Corporation, they did a study, and they told our leaders that continuing to arm Ukraine will result in a nuclear war, and that we will lose that war. I'm afraid they wasted their breath. That is not what the administration wanted to hear. Okay. But that is not the point. The point is the extermination of all white people and of Christianity. That is the point. So, you know, I hate to say it, but there's many things. You know, when I was a kid, I went to church. I remember all the things the church told me. They told me, well, you know, you have to tolerate other people. You have to accept these other people. You have to do what your government says. You have to support your government. You have to support them in their things and stuff, okay? You have to believe what they say, okay? And I was told that all the way. But in 1968, my father, who was a staunch anti-communist, okay, he took us out of the Lutheran church because he said, they're Marxists. That was 1968. He says, I don't want them teaching you that Marxist nonsense anymore. So he took us out of the Lutheran church for that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Now, he remained a Christian his whole life, but he would not truck with, but, you know, he's not going to listen to a bunch of people that bring Marxism into the church and stuff and go with that. I mean, you know, it's just, he was a sincere anti-communist. So, you know. And he tried to tell me a lot of things, but, you know, as a young man, I didn't listen to too many things because, like all young men do. But we now
remember the old saying? We grow too soon old and too old smart.
Right. Exactly. So what is we're seeing the same thing repeat. Back in March last year, we saw all these countries say, oh, well, we're not going to send tanks and stuff, okay? So now after this war thing calmed down, all the, like, France and these countries say, well, you know, we're not going to send any jets now, but we need to coordinate amongst all the NATO countries because they want all the NATO countries to agree that it's okay to send jets to Ukraine, okay? Because we already have a situation where there are NATO countries that may not get involved in the war, okay? Hungary will not get involved in the war. They're not going to fight for the woke West, okay? Viktor Orban is definitely against that crap, so he's not going to do it. He knows what Marxism is.
I hope his security is maxed. That guy's really an extraordinary man and needs to be protected. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, I think so. So what they're doing is they're acting like, well, we're not going to send jets right now. But you know they're doing the exact same thing that they did before. They're going to send jets. Lockheed Martin has already said, yeah, we can retrofit all these jets and blah blah blah. You know, and they even went public with it, saying that they can do it.
They're taking the F-16 airframe, for those of you who don't know, and they're actually building, for the most part, a new fighter on that airframe. F-16X, it's called, I believe, and it's just a great plane to begin with, but it's now an extraordinary airplane. It's state-of-the-art modern when they rebuild it. It's just a great plane. That's what everybody wants them, why everyone wants them. It's what they want.
Right, but, you know, Russia can shoot just about anything out of the sky.
It doesn't matter to the Russians. I'm speaking only from the side of Western tech.
Yeah, Russia's still going to have air superiority no matter what. So, you know. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is Russia said no, and we're doing it anyway. And they told us, if you do this, it's on, okay? So this is what your leaders are doing for your people. Your leaders are complicit and intentionally getting you nuked, okay? Right now, I don't think you could go out. If 100 million Americans went out in the street tomorrow and protested against supporting Ukraine, well, the government, including the Republicans, will say, no, we're going to support Ukraine. How do I know that? Well, I can tell that because, well, after the Republicans voted in Speaker McCarthy, which nobody wanted, because he's a rhino from the get go. Then after that, everybody was so disgusted with Rona McDaniel, and the Republicans voted her back in, even though they know that most of their base doesn't want her. They still, they're like woke elite people, and well, us people down here, we don't mean shit to them. And they're millionaires for a reason. They're bought off. You know, they're dancing to the Zionist tune, and your representative is taking part in getting you exterminated. Okay, so nothing's going to stop this short of a revolution in the United States, and the revolution's just not going to happen. Okay,
no,
I'm sorry to say, we just don't have it in it.
Not there anymore. No, there are reasons for that, but we've talked about that in the past. But it's not going to happen. No.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to happen.
What is it? What is that old? Is it F. Scott Fitzgerald? We're going quietly into that dark night or something? I forget.
That's Dylan Thomas.
Dylan Thomas, thank you.
Yep, we're just sitting back and letting it come on, you know. Also, the United States has decided to send the longer range attackums there so that specifically, and this is what the U.S. said, so that Ukraine can hit Crimea. Now, Putin said at the beginning, an attack on Crimea is an attack on Russian territory. And if American weapons are used to attack Russian territory, it's on. Okay. So they're pushing. There is absolutely no talk whatsoever of de-escalation. The experts at RAND said, hey, you're not going to win this. You're going to lose this. It's going to kill, hundreds of millions of people. But you know what? They always listen to the RAND Corporation, but now they don't because they're listening to the Zionists instead of listening to their own people. Okay.
Well said.
Somebody else is calling the turn. He's called the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. He's in charge now, and he's about to murder all of us. Okay, well, maybe not me, because I don't live anywhere near a nuclear target, but still, it's going to kill people I love, relatives, friends, they're all going to go. So, what can get Americans mad? And I'll tell you what the problem is Americans are so thoroughly brainwashed. Your brainwashing from you as a little kid until now is so comprehensive and so thorough that it is almost impossible for people to see what's going on. People cannot connect the dots. They have made fun of conspiracy theorists massively for the past 6 years, and almost all those conspiracies have proven to be true.
Well, that's because we are conspiracy investigators and researchers, not theorists. We don't make that stuff up. We research it.
No, we don't make it up. Yeah.
No.
The Kennedy assassination was one of the first conspiracy theory, and it turned out that the CIA did do it, just like everybody thought all along. Okay, so, you just have to, who are you going to believe, them or your own eyes, Well, they have gotten very good at making you believe them, and part of it is because we want to have some normalcy and stability in our life, and see, our government has for 200 years provided us with that stability, that security, that normalcy in our life. And we are so used to it that we don't realize that. Well, I would put it back to Plautus, this Roman playwright back in Roman times. He said, He said there's two kinds of slaves. There's a slave that's in chains and sleeping on a stone floor who absolutely knows he's a slave. And he says, then there's the other slave that has a big belly, sleeps in a soft bed, and has no idea that he's a slave. Okay, if you really examined your life and really examined what's going on, just from the economic point of view, America did not start out as a country where everybody was enslaved, because everybody had their own land, did their own thing, grew their own food, you know, took care of themselves and stuff. But as the Industrial Revolution came on and we industrialized and stuff, people started working for other people, okay? So just change the slavery to a thing. Instead of the slave master feeding you and housing you, he just pays you some money, and then you're on your own as far as feeding and housing is concerned, okay? So it's easier on the slave master if the slaves think that they're actually their own people, okay? But they're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a prison that's been put upon our minds and stuff. I have to confess, I didn't fully realize all this until just in the past few months. And it's just the overwhelming evidence of everything that's going on and stuff. It's like if you're paying attention, you got to open your eyes. You got to see. You got to realize what's going on. You're being played. Okay, these people do not mean you well. Our government just forced us to take a vaccine that's killing people. Okay. And they did that on purpose, people. They did that on purpose.
Well, it's a bioweapon. It's not a vaccine. Never was. Never could be. Designed to do exactly what it's doing. Mitch is right.
I even saw some young women complaining that with the vaccine, they suspect that up to 81% of the people have AIDS. They even tell you don't take an AIDS test after you get this shot because you get AIDS. I mean, your immunity is going down 5% per month. I mean, you know, for crying out loud. Now, this isn't going to happen to everybody the same. Human bodies are very different. And it's just like I can right. probably I ate one time I accidentally ate 3 grams of arsenic and I survived. I worked in the hospital and I saw people die from a half a gram. So, you know, wow. Everybody's different. Wow. Everybody's going to respond differently. But this young woman is saying, I don't have anybody to date because they all have AIDS. You know, I don't want to go out and get STDs from people. So,
where was this? That was a very well-informed woman. Where'd you see that?
Actually, it was a little blurb I saw on Gab.
Huh.
Okay.
Interesting. All right, very
but,
good.
Well,
Mitch, you've just told the truth again, and it's there, and I think our listeners appreciate you greatly for that, because you make it so succinct. It's there. It is what it is. It's not what it isn't. It is what it is,
right.
And you've just
it
laid
exactly
it out.
It is exactly what it is.
Oh, man. All right, thank you. Well done. Talk to you next week, I hope.
Okay, yeah. Well, if somehow the show ends the next few weeks or something, just take care up there. I know you're in a safe place, too, so, you know,
so
just
far.
everybody take care, you know.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's our program on this January 30th. We will be back tomorrow night, last day of the month. Take care. Talk soon.